live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a man in his early 30s has been shot dead in County Louth. We'll have a report from the scene. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information about a serious weekend crash in West Donegal. It's been revealed 3,000 inpatient and day case surgical procedures have been cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 5 years. Economic uncertainties like Brexit could result in a population decrease, according to the CSO. And a Fianna Fáil deputy says the government will ignore the Communications Committee recommendations on the National Broadband Plan at its peril. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. All those stories to follow. But first this evening, Donegal County Council has confirmed to Highland Radio News that the Glencar Road in Letterkenny will open to traffic on Friday. The council says works will continue from Glencar Roundabout in the direction of Willowbrook, but the road will remain open with traffic management measures in place. The council is thanking residents and road users for their ongoing patience and cooperation while Glencar Road was closed for the past 4 weeks. A man in his early 30s has been shot dead in County Louth. It happened at a caravan park near Cloherhead this afternoon. From the scene, Stephen Murphy reports.
The shooting happened just before 3 o'clock this afternoon at a caravan park on the Cloherhead to Termonfeckin Road. A man in his early 30s was shot and was later pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí has sealed off the area while an examination is carried out. It's understood the shooting may be connected to an ongoing feud in Drogheda. No arrests have been made yet, and Gardaí are appealing for anyone with information to come forward.
Gardaí in Donegal have renewed their appeal for information over a serious weekend crash in the west of the county. The single vehicle collision happened at Lochinure Annagree at approximately 12:45 on Friday. The red Jaguar car was travelling from Míonamara toward Lochinure when the car left the road and struck a wall. Five young men received serious but not life-threatening injuries. On today's 9 till noon show, Sergeant Eunan Walsh outlined what happened and urged any witnesses to come forward.
Last Friday, a night, the 23rd of August, approximately 11:45 p.m, a serious road traffic collision occurred at Lochinure Annagree. One car involved the collision. The car at the time was travelling from Míonamara towards Lochinure. That's on the main Dunlow to Bumbeg Road. A red Jaguar was involved in the collision, one car collision. Five young males in the car. They all have received serious but non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the collision. Gardaí and Milford are investigating the matter and they've an appeal for information. So again, 11:45 p.m. at Lochinure Annagree, a red Jaguar, if anybody had seen the car, maybe have dash cam footage of the car, to contact the Gardaí at Milford at 07491 530 60. That's 530 60, or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111. Could have been a lot more serious. You know, to date this year, five people have lost their lives in Donegal as a result of three road traffic collisions, and it's five too many. And in these circumstances, this accident, I'm told these young men are quite lucky.
And that was Sergeant Eunan Walsh. It's been revealed that over 3,000 inpatient and day case surgical procedures have been cancelled at Letterkenny University Hospital over the past 5 years. New figures show that since August of 2014, there have been 425 inpatient admissions cancelled by the hospital. A further 2,875 day patient surgeries have been cancelled over the same period. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says while there are a number of factors at play, the stark figures are totally unacceptable. He says patients in the county continue to suffer and urgent action is now needed from the government.
It's not fair on staff, it's not fair on management that the resources are not being there. We need to open the additional beds in the long stay ward that are still closed. We need to ensure that home health is properly resourced so that we do not have delayed discharges in the hospital. And I think it's cruel and intolerable for people, particularly our elderly people who've been deemed by months now that they need home health support, but because the budget isn't there, that can't be provided. And the third thing that needs to be done is that the recruitment embargo needs to be lifted so that the adequate staff can be employed in Letterkenny University Hospital, so that we don't see this type of situation where we have thousands of cancellations of surgical appointments within the hospital over the last 5 years.
And those people behind those cancellations, the patients who are waiting to be seen to and so on, I'm sure it has a psychological effect on them, psyching themselves up to go into hospital and then consequently having it cancelled.
Absolutely. And, you know, we hear from individuals all the time in relation to the fact that their appointment has been cancelled. Sometimes we hear from individuals that it's not the first time that their appointment has been cancelled. But it's not just that. Each person has a different story. Each person, you know, has to, as you say, has to get ready to psych themselves up to go into hospital. Some people are just completely adverse and hate the idea of having to go in for an appointment. This is serious consequences, and consequences, some of them will be unavoidable. We may have outbreaks of disease within the hospital and you have to cancel appointments. But there are some things that are glaring us in the eye.
And that was Deputy Pearse Doherty. Well, today at the hospital, there were 36 people awaiting inpatient beds, according to figures published by the INMO this morning. Of those, 12 were on trolleys in the emergency department. That's an increase of 16 on yesterday's figure. Letterkenny was the fifth most overcrowded hospital in the country today. The INMO says a total of 485 admitted patients were waiting for beds in hospitals across the country this morning. Economic uncertainties such as Brexit could result in a population decrease, according to the CSO. Figures published today show there were almost 5 million people living in Ireland this year. That's an increase of 1.3% on last year. The population of the border region was almost 407,000. Of those living here, 623,000 people were non-Irish nationals. That's accounting for 12.7% of the population. However, James Hegarty of the CSO says in the event of Brexit or another economic issue, there could be immigration, and that, he believes, could see population figures fall.
There are certain uncertainties coming down the line, like Brexit, etc. So, you know, we'll have to take each year as it comes and see what happens. You can't actually foresee the consequences of any economic act or any action in that regard. But traditionally, all right, you know, in times of economic downturn, certainly outward migration has been stronger in Ireland.
A Fianna Fáil deputy says the government will ignore the Communications Committee recommendations on the National Broadband Plan at its peril. The Oireachtas Committee published its report today recommending the project be reviewed and that the network should be kept in state ownership. The government officially gave the go-ahead for the National Broadband Plan in May, despite concerns over the cost of the €3 billion project. Timmy Dooley says it's up to the government to accept or dismiss the committee's recommendations.
We had various different consultants come before us, we had various different interested parties, and I think the report captures all of that evidence well, identifies the conclusions, makes some recommendations that I think should be followed, but it is a matter for the government, and I think it'd be on their head if they ignore the recommendations of the committee.
Well, members of the committee remain divided as to how long the rollout of broadband would be delayed if the current plan is scrapped. Fine Gael deputy Hildegard Nocton was among three members of the committee of eight who voted against the recommendations. While she accepts the committee's recommendations and decision, she says ultimately the decision is frustrating.
I'm disappointed in that. I suppose the recommendation is that we'll review this further and delay the process. The question is, do we want rural broadband rolled out or not? And that is what government needs to decide.
The Irish Farmers Association is calling on factories to increase beef prices now. It comes after unofficial protests resumed at a number of meat processing plants over the beef crisis. So far, there's no reports of protests at the Foyle Meats plant in Carrigans. The IFA is warning that any plans for talks without dealing with the issue of pricing would be a waste of time. With more, here's Eamon Torsney.
Farmers are angry. 3 days of talks last week involving factories and farming representative groups failed to address the issue of pricing for beef. A series of unofficial protests are taking place at a number of meat processing plants over the issue. IFA President Joe Healy believes companies can raise the price they are paying.
What we need is a price increase, and we're calling on the factories to give that price increase now to farmers, because movement around Europe would suggest that there is the possibility to do that.
Joe Healy says there's no point in talks if pricing isn't addressed.
Any intervention without price being the key component is really a waste of time as far as we're concerned, because any farmer on the ground, all they want is a price increase. They want to get paid for the top quality product that we're producing.
Independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice wants talks to restart to deal with the beef crisis, adding to a growing number of calls for retailers to be included in a bid to deal with the pricing issue.
The Health Minister says he wants to meet with social media companies to ask what they're doing to tackle what he termed fake news around vaccines. A new programme will see boys in first year in secondary school given the HPV jab for the first time to protect them against related cancers. The HPV uptake rate is now at 70%, but fell to 50% 2 years ago. That was put down to the spread of misinformation online. Well, Minister Simon Harris says he'll be writing to Facebook and Twitter this week to make sure they're tackling the problem.
A number of the social media companies have stepped up to the plate and have said that they will crack down on this. Unfortunately, not all of them have. I'm conscious that in Ireland we have a lot of them based here, a lot of very big operations based here. So I think it would be particularly appropriate that I would meet with them as Health Minister and see what more they can do. I think they have a responsibility in this regard, and I hope they won't shirk that.
An investigation is continuing into a weekend assault in Letterkenny. The incident happened on the Lower Port Road area in the early hours of Sunday morning last. A young man sustained an injury to his left eye and was knocked unconscious. Sergeant Eunan Walsh says while the suspect has not yet been apprehended, he was sighted leaving the scene on foot, and Garda investigations are very much alive.
Bad assault had happened at the weekend there, the early hours of Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning being the 25th, approximately 3:15 a.m. on Lower Port Road. A young man received a serious injury to his eye and was knocked unconscious. Ambulance and Gardaí personnel arrived at the scene, and as a result of inquiries, a suspect has been identified, has been seen. We're trawling CCTV at the minute, but at the time of the assault, he was seen walking away with blood on his nose, possibly wearing a blue shirt. So we're appealing for anybody that was in the area at the time, but it would have been the busy time of the night, the Saturday night, Sunday morning, people leaving nightclubs. Maybe somebody saw this male with blood on his face and possibly wearing a blue shirt. Maybe to contact the Gardaí at 07491 67100, again the confidential line 1-800-666-111. If the person is listening, or maybe somebody belonged to him that knows that maybe he's involved in the incident, is listening, maybe to contact us, and he will be treated with the utmost respect and dignity in the matter, you know.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for back to school with leading sports brands at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with rugby, and Ireland head coach Joe Smith says their performance in Saturday's record loss to England was unacceptable and beneath where they need to be ahead of the World Cup. Elsewhere, he's given news of injury problems, but prop Cian Healy is bullish about his recovery from an ankle injury picked up in that 57-15 defeat at Twickenham, but he'll sit out Saturday's match against Wales. Schmidt also said Johnny Sexton's keen to be involved in Cardiff, but he won't be risked unless 100% fit. And Keith Ayres has a knee tendonitis injury and won't play this weekend, while Conor Murray trained fully this morning after suffering a knock to his head last Saturday. Head coach says there's been no internal chatter about the position of captain Rory Best, although he claims no spot is safe in the side.
There are guys who are going to get an opportunity this weekend, and if they perform better than any other player that played last weekend, then there's always a contest, and you've got to keep that contest live. And I think we've seen that in other teams. You saw an All Black team get beaten 47-26, come out and win 36-0 with a number of changes, where established players were left out and new fresh players came in and put them under pressure. So, you know, I think players will be conscious of that.
Meanwhile, Scotland, they've been dealt a blow with less than 4 weeks to go to their World Cup opener with Ireland. Exeter forward Sam Skinner, he's withdrawn from the squad, having suffered a hamstring injury in their warm-up win over France. Glasgow's Tim Swinson has been called into Gregor Townsend's squad as cover. And Felix Jones could work with the Springboks at next month's World Cup. The former Munster coach is reportedly wanted by Razzie Erasmus after attack coach Swiss De Bruin withdrew from the South African management team. It's reported Erasmus wanted to take Jones with him when he left Munster for the Springboks. Gaelic Games Fermanagh defender Declan McCusker is welcoming the appointment of Ryan McMenamin as their new manager. McMenamin, who was a three-time All-Ireland winner as a player with Tyrone, has been confirmed as Rory Gallagher's successor. McCusker says in the last 2 years as a selector with the Erin County, he has shown good man management skills and feels the appointment will allow for continuity in their setup. And Mayo manager James Horan has hailed the retiring Andy Moran as a brilliant player and fantastic person. The 2017 Footballer of the Year has brought the curtain down on his 16-season inter-county career. Horan added that the forward did everything humanly possible to be the best he could be and that he got better with age. And former Mayo midfielder David Brady, he says the two-time All-Star was a special talent.
Andy Moran has represented everything that is good about GAA, not just alone Mayo football. There's none of us in the privileged place of winning everything we've wanted to and getting the ultimate goal in life. That's what Andy Moran gave, I suppose, GAA and the Mayo team since 2003. He's given it his all as a person, as a player.
And on to soccer. Shamrock Rovers, they can close the gap on leaders Dundalk in the SSE or Tricity Premier Division this evening. Stephen Bradley's side welcome Waterford to Tallaght Stadium where there's an 8 o'clock kickoff. And there's 8 Premier League sides facing tricky tests over lower league opposition in the second round of the EFL Cup tonight. West Ham are away to Newport. Southampton make the trip to Championship side Fulham. Norwich travel to Crawley Town. Watford, they host Coventry. Sheffield United play Blackburn. Aston Villa, they're away to Crewe. Crystal Palace take on Colchester United. And Brighton, they go to Bristol Rovers. There's 18 ties in total tonight in that EFL Cup. And a proposed takeover of Bury FC has collapsed, leaving the future of the League One club in the balance. Data analytics company C&C Sport and Risk say they're unable to proceed with buying the club from current owner Steve Deal after undertaking due diligence. On to cycling, the Vuelta a España fourth stage took place today and Sam Bennett was very unlucky. He was beat in a photo finish today. Fabio Jacobson of the Quickstep team defeated Bennett on the line on a photo finish, but Bennett finishing second. Ireland's Nicholas Roach of the team Sunweb continues to hold the leader's red jersey. He's 2 seconds ahead of Nairo Quintana. On to golf, and Brooks Koepka has been named PGA of America Player of the Year for the second successive season. Koepka edged out Rory McIlroy for the award, despite McIlroy's triumph at the Tour Championship in Atlanta on Sunday. The duo are also certain to be the two main contenders for the prestigious PGA Tour's Player of the Year award, which has been voted on by their peers. In tennis, Naomi Osaka begins the defence of her US Open title this evening. The top seed is in the first match in the Arthur Ashe court at just about to start, and she's taking on the world number 84, Anna Blinkova. Wimbledon champion Simona Halep takes on Nicole Gibbs, while the surprise package from Wimbledon 15-year-old Coco Gauff begins her first US Open campaign against Anastasia Potapova. And men's second seed Rafa Nadal is also in action later, where he faces John Millman, while temperamental Nick Kyrgios, he takes on world number 86 Steve Johnson. Finally for this evening, just a mention of a golf classic. Fannett United, they're holding a golf classic in Port Salon Golf Club. It's on this Thursday, the 29th of August. Teams of four there. You can phone the clubhouse there, 915-9459, for tea times for that event. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thanks, Kenny. An investigation is underway after a large number of trees were illegally cut down in Drumbo Woods in recent days. The scenic spot in the Twin Towns had just undergone redevelopment works, including the provision of pathways and signage and the planting of new trees. It's understood up to 20 trees have been cut down and removed. Local councillor Patrick McGowan is describing the incident as an attack on the local community.
These were the semi-mature trees within the cultural owned forest itself. Like, and obviously, the more people contacted me, the more alarming was becoming. And as of yet now, we have no idea who or why these trees were cut down. And as I say, this is one of the nicest woods that you could get probably in Donegal, not the whole island, because of the wildlife and the different types of species. species plants and trees that are in it. Like, it's a very very type of a wood, and as I say, it's an area that's used frequently by young and old, by tourists and by local people for walks and that along the riverbank. So needless to say, everybody's quite annoyed and quite shocked at the fact that someone go and cut these trees.
As you say, they are semi-mature trees that have been chopped down. I'm sure it would take a number of years for those to be replenished effectively.
Absolutely. Could you have a plan there in place with the woods? And they work very, very closely with Donegal County Council and the local Tay Towns and Chamber of Commerce and developing walkways and various other things through that. And they began to thin out that woods a number of years ago, and these were replaced by native trees and native species and that. Like, so it is quite annoying to think that anybody would be meddling or doing any sort of damage in the woods, whether it's leaving litter or... I just hope that whoever's found that there would be caught and punished for this, and that obviously anybody has any information should pass it on to Culture or the Gardaí in the meantime, because we certainly don't want this to carry on.
And that was Councillor Patrick McGann there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The average wait time for a driving test in Donegal will be in the region of 6.5 weeks next month, according to figures just published by the Road Safety Authority. The longest projected wait for a driving test in Donegal as of now is in Buncrana, with an estimated wait of 7.9 weeks. Letterkenny will have the shortest, with a projected wait of 5.3 weeks. Moya Murdoch, CEO of the Road Safety Authority, says there is no excuse for people continuing to drive on learner permits, and she's encouraging long-term learner drivers to book tests. On today's 9 till noon show, Ms Murdoch told Greg Hughes she's happy with the turnaround in Donegal.
I think those waiting times are entirely reasonable. We do now find a significant number of people, when they get their appointment, ringing back immediately saying that's too soon for them. So we have to balance it out to give people enough time to prepare properly for that test and get sponsored driving in, get their lessons if they need a number more above the 12 to do whatever they need to do to pass that test. So we don't want to shorten it to the extent that we just end up having a volume of cancellations. And we, you know, on average every week we are seeing between 10 and 15% of people cancelling for whatever reason.
And beachgoers are being urged to err on the side of caution after lion's mane jellyfish were spotted in local waters. Shrove Beach in North Inishowen has become the latest. It has closed to swimmers for a time on Sunday after sightings of the notorious jellyfish in the water. There's been what's been described as an unprecedented increase in such sightings of late, particularly along the northwest coast. Dr. Tom Doyle is Director of Zoology at University College Cork.
This jellyfish, it is the most venomous jellyfish we have in Irish waters. It's a native species, so it occurs here every year, and it can be pretty common, especially up in Donegal along the northern coasts and all the way down right the way down to Dublin. So a lot of people just get on with it and just say, look, I'm going to get in the water, and they're aware of the risks. Like, off Donegal, you're going to get lion's mane jellyfish there because it's where they occur. It's their natural habitat. I guess it's when you have large numbers of them in a particular area, it probably makes sense to close the beach. And I know that's happened in Dublin several times, where they have closed beaches because the lion's mane jellyfish are particularly abundant and you can see them, because you don't want a small kid running into them, because they can have 1,000 tentacles and that can inject a lot of venom into a small kid.
Weather forecast: cloudy for the rest of today with rain and drizzle, persistent at times, south to southwest breezes, light to moderate. Cloudy with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle tonight, some patchy mist as well. However, drier conditions with clear spells and just isolated showers will develop later. Light to moderate southerly winds veering west to northwest and increasing fresh for a time near the coast. Overnight lows 9 to 11 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Wednesday we'll see a mix of shower and sunny spells with scattered showers. Some of the showers may turn heavy during the afternoon with a slight risk of thunder. Highs tomorrow 15 to 17 degrees Celsius. Looking at the main stories in brief, and Donegal County Council has confirmed to Highland Radio News that the Glencar Road in Letterkenny will reopen to traffic on a Friday. The council says works will continue from Glencar roundabout toward Willowbrook, but the road itself will remain open with traffic management measures in place. A man in his early 30s has been shot dead in County Louth. It happened at a caravan park near Clogher Head this afternoon. The shooting is being linked to an ongoing feud in the area. Gardaí haven't commented. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information over a serious weekend crash in West Donegal. It happened in the Lochinure area at approximately quarter to midnight on Friday. A red Jaguar car travelling from Míonamara struck a wall. Five young men were injured seriously, but not life-threateningly. We're back again with news at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 27th of August. The death has taken place of James McClintock, Brady Carrigans. Funeral service on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at his residence, with burial afterwards in the family plot at Monrear Presbyterian Church. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Finview Ward Patients Comfort Fund and Ballytrim Respite Centre Refo, care of any family member. The death has taken place in Mount Isa, Queensland, Australia, of Michael Mick Anderson, formerly of Carrick Castle Finn, brother of Patsy, Charlie, Gerard and Peggy Duffy. Mass will be offered for Mick this Thursday at 7:30 in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn. All are welcome. Burial of ashes will take place at a later date. The death has taken place of Angela Coyle, 6 Maybrook Mews, Derry. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, followed by interment in St Mary's Cemetery, Ballybrack, Moville. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice or Marie Curie, care of Mrs Joan Doherty, 20 Dunhue Park, Victoria Road, Derry. The death has taken place of John Anderson Wallace, 2 Glenbree, Glenealy. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family and friends welcome on Thursday between 2 and 8pm. The sudden death has taken place of Betty Sinan, née Kelly, Fox Hall, New Mills, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St Columbus Church, Glenswilly, with interment afterwards in Kilfeek Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Kidney Dialysis, Donegal Branch, care of any family member or Con MacDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Patsy Lynch, 119 Umrecombe Road, Park, County Derry. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10:30pm to 10:30am. The sudden death has taken place of William Mulhall, Carol Hugh, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu of desired to Shrove Oratory, care of Liam Collins, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Pete Gillespie, Pete's Bar, Derry Beg. Removal this evening to St Mary's Church, Derry Beg, for 7 o'clock evening Mass. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Maharigallam Cemetery. The house is private, please. And the death has taken place of Liam Gill, St Peter's Park, Greencastle. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery.
Donegal.